Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，赞美神。
Good morning to you.
而且早上好。
We are so glad that we could gather together in this manner.
何等高兴喜乐，我们可以这样来聚集。
The geographical piece of land that the Lord has allowed us to be in.
让我们可以住在我们现在地里所处的这个地方。
We are so thankful for the time.
也感谢神给我们这样的时间。
That in His eternity He has given us this piece of time.
在他在他永远里面，他把这一段时间给我们，让我们这样聚集。
We are so glad.
我们何等的喜乐。
Yes, as you can read,
就像大家所读到。
The title of the message.
这个是今天分享的题目。
The consummation of waiting.
等候的完备。
The assurance of being loved on this side of rapture.
是在被提的这一边，那蒙爱的确据。
We are almost at the edge of the promised land.
现在我们是到了这应许之地的边界了。
And the Lord wants each one of us to walk into it with gladness and great hope.
那神是让我们带着一个喜乐，带着这个确据来进入这地。
The times and the signs.Show us that the end is near.
在时间里面，还有甚至在科学上面，我们都看到末世就要来到了。
But dearly beloved, as one dear brother recently shared from India.
但是所亲爱的，就像一个弟兄最近在印度所分享的。
He said the end is near.
他说末了来就要来到。
I do not know when will be the end.
我不知道这个末了是什么时刻。
But I want to know.
但我要知道。
What will it be with me when the end comes?
当末了来到的时候，我与什么在一起？
It is important to know, to be sure, where I would be, who I would be with.
非常重要就是我们最后的时候是在哪里，谁与我们在一起？
All things that the Lord has already ordained, He is going to pass.
神已经预定的，他一定要成就。
He is going to bring about.
他一定要成就。
And he wants to bring about each one of us.
而且这个成就包含我们每一个人。
But he doesn't want us to remain in darkness.
他不愿意我们停留在那个黑暗之中。
He wants each one of us to be assured and full of assurance.
他愿意我们每一个人都有这个满足的确据。
He wants us to be having confidence in Him, the trust.
他愿意我们的信是在他的里面。
So dearly beloved, it is important.
所以所蒙爱的非常的重要。
Beloved, this is the right question to ask at this time in our lives.
所亲爱的，这个就是在我们生命现在所要问的那个正确的问题。
When the end comes, where will I be?With whom will I be?
当末了来到的时候，我在哪里？谁与我在一起？
Does the word teach us anything about it?
那神的话有没有在这方面来教导我们呢？
Have we got any assurance or the examples that we can rely on?
有没有这样的确据？有没有这样的例子让我们可以来根据？
Dearly beloved, this book that the Lord has given us.
所亲爱的，这本书神所给我们的。
This book is the love letter of God.
这本书是神给我们那爱的一封信。
But this love letter is full of all His mind.
这本书里面充满了他的心意。
He has given us all of eternity and all of history and all of history to come.
在这个里面有所有的一切，包括历史，包括将来。
And he has given us examples of faithful people who did enter into the rest of God.
而且这里面有许多的例子，就是那些人他们在永远里面可以进到神的心意。
Those who were with God all the time.
他们是一直与神在一起的。
And so,In the past, as the Lord gave me the one word, awaiting.
就像在过去一样，神给我的一个词就是等候。
And the Lord spoke about awaiting, the spiritual awaiting.
那神也与我们讲到属灵的等候。
And we also saw that how the Lord prepared some people who were awaiting ones.
那我们也看到神预备了一些人，就是那些等候他的人。
And we did see the example of Simeon in Luke chapter 2 verses 29 to 30.
我们
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
在路加福音二章二十九三十节那里面，我们看到西面他的例子，在那里他讲：主啊，如今可照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
How can a man holding a little infant in his arm can say, now let us me go in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation?
怎样一个人他手里来抱着这个婴儿的时候可以这么说，说主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
First of all, he was a servant of God.
第一，他是神的仆人。
First, and he knew his God.
还有就是他认识他的神。
And much more than his God knew him.
而且更大的是他的神知道他。
So today we want to see God knows us.
今天我们要看到神认识我们。
But do we know that God knows us?
但我们知不知道神认识我们？
The assurance comes, dearly beloved, the surety comes when God knows that we know Him.
这个确据什么时候来到？就是当我们知道神认识我们的时候。
And then as a father, He does assure us,Oh, I know you, that you know me.
然后这个父就跟我们讲，我现在已经确知，你知道我认识你。
Dearly beloved, this is the eternal relationship.
所亲爱的，这个是一个永远的关系。
And so we saw that Anna of the old, John Baptist's parents, Mary and Joseph, such people were ready and prepared.
然后就像施洗约翰的父母，就像约瑟，就像玛利亚，他们就在那里预备。
They did not know when he would come.
他们并不知道他什么时候来。
But when he came.
但是当他来的时候。
They were ready.
他们是预备好的。
When he came.
当他来的时候。
They received him.
他们来接受他。
When they came,
迎接他。
When he came.
当他来的时候。
Dearly beloved.
所亲爱的。
He was among them.
他就在他们中间。
And he was among them as one of them.
他就在他们中间，就是成为他们中间的一位。
Now God wants us to be among his people as one of his.
神让我们成为他的子民中间的那一个。
That we may not walk in there as strangers.
而我们就不会像外人一样在这里行走。
But we go there as one of the family.
我们去那里是作为家人。
God the Father.
父神。
And the Lord Jesus, our eldest brother.
还有主耶稣就是我们的弟兄。
Whom we have known every step of the way. That's what he wants.
就是他知道我们的每一步，这是他所计划的。
So this is dearly beloved. To know, to be sure that I am being loved on this side of rapture.
所以所亲爱的，我们要有这个确信，就是在被提的这一边，我们是蒙爱的。
When we read John chapter 13 and verse 23,
当我们来读到约翰福音的十三章第
It's a marvelous word.
这是非常奇妙的话语。
John chapter 13, verse 23, let us read.Together, there was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
是在约翰福音的十三章二十三节，那里面提到，二十三节有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
He didn't say that who loved Jesus.
这里面没有讲那个门徒是爱主的。
But whom Jesus loved.
他这里讲是耶稣所爱的。
And instantly, without knowing his name written there, we know it is John, the brother of James.
虽然那里没有讲到他的名字，但我们知道这个是约翰，是使徒约翰。
Why?
为什么？
Because we know he is the only one that could say.
因为他是唯一那个能这么讲的人。
But do you know the surprising thing?
那你知道吗？很惊奇的。
Each one of is the only one that can say.
每一个都是唯一能这么讲的。
The Lord Jesus wants to hear and know that we can say, I'm the only one whom he loves.
主耶稣想知道的就是我们每一个人都在他面前说，我知道我是蒙爱的。
Why?
为什么？
I'm an individual.
我们是个人。
I'm a person.
我是一个人。
And I need a special love from a special person.
我需要这个特殊的爱是出于一个特殊的人。
The love that he loves me with,
他爱我的那样的爱。
He does not share with anyone.
他并没有与其他人分享。
He comes wholly, fully, completely for me.
他是完全的、全部的来到我面前。
And when that happens,
当这件事发生的时候
and when that is there,
当他在那里的时候
then we are his bride together, whom he loves specially, individually, each one, and then corporately.
然后我们来到他面前是这样的被爱的时候是他唯一的时候这就是他的心腹是我们个人也是我们的团体
So this is the time
这就是那时候
When we are given
当我们被赐予
The opportunity to say For me to live is Christ and to die is gain
有机会向着他来说我活着就是基督死了就有益处
Even if we die
就算我们死了
Even if we have to breathe our last breath because of corona or anything,
虽然我们可能因为这个新冠肺炎在世上呼吸了最后一口气
We can say each one of us,
我们可以说每一个人
I am loved.
我是被爱的
I'm the one whom he loves.
我是他所爱的
Oh dearly beloved, it's very important.
所亲爱的，这是非常重要的
Yes, dearly beloved.
So
today we are going to see the eight aspects of his love.
今天我们来看他爱里面的八个方面。
First of all, God did not need to create anything.
首先，其实神不需要创造任何的事物。
God does not need anyone.
神也不需要任何其他的人。
He doesn't need angels.
他不需要天使。
He doesn't need the physical universe.
也不需要这个物质的宇宙。
He does not need mankind.
他也不需要人。
But he wants us.
但是他却想要我们。
He wants us.
他想我们。
He wants the angels.
他想要有天使。
He wants the universe.
他想要有这个天地宇宙。
And he wants the human beings.
他想要有人。
Why?
为什么?
For John chapter 1 John chapter 1, sorry, chapter 4 verse 8 says,
在约翰一书的四章八节这么讲
He that loveth not, knoweth not God.
没有爱心的就不认识神
See, he that loveth not, knoweth not God.
看到没有没有爱心的就不认识神
When we know God, then we see he in his love wants.
那我们看见神就知道他是爱。
Remember, love does not need, love nor wants.
让我们知道在爱里面是没有需求的。
Isn't it wonderful?
何等的奇妙。
He does not need for his life.
他并不需要这样的生命。
He does not need for us for anything.
他也不需要这些其他的事物。
But his love therefore he wants.
但是他却需要爱。
Therefore, he says, "For God, see, for God is love."
然后就讲到，因为神就是爱。
We, when we read the word of God, we forget.
当我们读神的话的时候，经常忘记。
And we just say, "God is love."
经常我们就说神是爱。
But the word of God says, "No, for God is love."
但是神的话前面还讲到，因为神就是爱。
So when we say, "God is love."
当我们说神是爱的时候
But when we say for God is love, they are two different things.
神就是爱跟因为神就是爱，这是两件不同的事。
Because when we say God is love,
当我们说神就是爱的时候，
we talk of God being love in isolation, alone.
那我们就看到神呢，好像是单独的，他是爱。
But when it says for God is love,
但如果讲到因为神就是爱的时候，
there is something that is before him, in his mind, in his heart, for that.
在他的心意，在他的这个想念之前，还有一些其他的。
So dearly beloved, for God is love, He created us.
所以，因为神就是爱，他创造了我们。
So the first love of God is the creative love of God.
所以，神爱里面的第一方面就是他创造的爱。
And therefore, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, He says, "I'm going to read it."
所以在创世纪的第一章二十六、二十八节这么讲，我来读给大家。
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them.And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth."
神说我们要照我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Dearly belovedThis is a song, a poem that sprang out of the heart of God. He was not saying without any, it means without any emotion. No, he was all involved with his love and he was singing.
所亲爱的，这是一首从神心里出来的诗歌，里面充满了他的情感。
The Trinity was singing to one another.
永远都要向永远来歌唱。
Let us make man.
让我们来造人
，in our own image，
照着我们的形象和样式
，in our likeness，
照着我们的形象和样式
，and let them have dominion，
让他们来治理。
Oh, wonderful, isn't it？
啊，何等的奇妙，是不是呢
？This is the creative love of God。
这就是神爱里面那个创造的一方面。
This is pleasure, His pleasure。
这是他的喜悦。
He loves to be pleased in creating for Himself。
他这样为自己有创造的时候，他也得喜悦。
Oh, dearly beloved, may we enter into this mind of God
and
enjoy that He creates.
亲爱的，让我们也进入神这样的心思，他创造。
Wonderful, isn't it?
奇妙，是不是呢
？It's the love of God.
他就是那爱的神。
But rather, it is love that is God that created.
其实神他也创造了爱。
Love that is God that created.
爱就是神所创造的。
So remember that.
大家记得。
We are created because God who is love. For God is love, He created.
让我们记得，我们被创造，有这个创造，因为神就是爱。
For God is love, especially for mankind, He created mankind.In His own image, in His own likeness.
尤其是人，当他创造人的时候，是照着他自己的形象和样式。
But He did not create these human beings just like toys or just like robots.
但是他并不是造了我们成为那个机械人一样。
And therefore we see the second aspect of God's love.
现在我们来看到神爱里面的第二个方面。
It is the providing love or providential love of God.
就是神供给的爱。
And so Genesis 1:29 says.
所以在创世纪的一章二十九节这么讲。
Genesis 1:29 says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, everything which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you." It shall be for meat or for food.
神就说看哪、啊、我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做食物。
He doesn't say like human father, in the morning, come to breakfast table.
他并不是像我们肉身的父亲一样在早上说来啊吃早餐吧、吃这样吃那样。
There is no involvement of the heart in it.
因为当有的父亲这样讲的时候其实心里面没有什么感觉。
But what does he say?
但是他说什么呢
Behold, he says.
他说看哪、啊、
Look, behold, O my son Adam, behold.
所以看哪、啊、我的儿子亚当你来看。
I have given you.
我给了你。
See, I have given you.
我将这一些给你。
He rejoices in loving and saying, I have given you.
所以在他的喜乐里面他说看哪、啊、我给了你。
In his creative love, wonderfully, pleasingly, he says,And pleasantly, oh, are we create?
在他创造里面也是这样，在喜乐里面我们被创造。
And in his providential love, he says, I have given you.
在这个供给的爱里面，他说我赐给你们。
He doesn't say I will give you.
他不是说我要给你们。
He doesn't say I gave you.
他不是说我给了你们。
But he says with confidence and great wonderful, I have given you. This is the present perfect.
然后他在这个信里面充足的信里面说我赐给你们
It's wonderful
何等的奇妙
It's wonderful to understand sit beside him and enjoy each word of his when he says I have given you
当我们坐在这里来听来享受他话语的时候让我们来体会我赐给了你
He is the giver
他是赐给的那一位
He is the giving things
他刺激我们
and we are the given ones.
我们就是被刺激的
Isn't it wonderful?
何等奇妙
Wonderful, wonderful.
奇妙又奇妙
Recently I was thinking about the last chapter of 1 Corinthians 16 and there Paul writes with the giving. After describing resurrection and all wonderful truths of GodIn the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God comes out with giving. Dearly beloved, remember, our creator God is a giving God, and He gives Himself.
所以在哥林多前书第十六章在后面所提到的都是那些供给的事情。大家要记得我们的神是那个爱我们的神，是那个赐予的神。
I have given you.
他说我赐给了你们。
And we know.
我们知道
What is our assurance?
我们的确据在哪里
What is our assurance?
我们的确据在哪里
The first assurance is this that we are the new creation in Christ Jesus 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 This creative love of God comes into consummation completion perfection in what? In making you and me new creation
在哥林多前书五章十七节那里面讲到我们的确据就是我们是一个新造的人这个爱里面就完备了那我们是在这个完备里面被创造
And he desires us to say with assurance to know that I have been newly created in his son
所以我们神的期望就是我们有这个确据的把握我们是在基督里面被造的新人
He wants this awareness in us the consciousness
他愿意我们心里面有这样一个认识
that we are new creation
我们是新造的人
that I'm a new creature
我们是一个新造的
A man of God was speaking
当一个属神的人来说的时候
And he said
他这么讲
You are not in AdamYou are not in Adam.
你不是不是动物。
You are not in the old man.
你不是亚当，你不是一个旧人。
Because you have been in Christ Jesus chosen from before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4.
在以弗所书一章四节那里面讲到，在创立世界以先，我就在基督里面拣选了你。
So no longer in Adam. Eternally we are not in Adam.
所以我们从现在一直到永远里面都不再在亚当里面。
Historically, we are in Adam.
在历史上，我们曾经在亚当里。
But that history also, the Lord Jesus made it new.
但是，主已经更新了，我们现在是新造的。
Dearly beloved, so this is the creative love of God.
所以，所亲爱的，这是神创造的爱。
Now the providential love of God.
也是神供给的爱。
And he said, "Behold, I have given you."
在那里写到，看哪，我将这些赐给你。
A few minutes ago, what did we do?
那在不久以前，我们做了什么
？What did we do?
我们做了什么
？This is my body given for you.
这是我的身体为你们所拨开的。
Providential love of God.
这就是爱的神他的供给。
Providing love of God.
这是神赐予的爱。
And he says, "You have to eat me now."
然后他就说，现在你们要吃我。
You have to drink me now.
来喝我。
So when we are here, dearly beloved, we have the awareness and the consciousness that we have eaten Christ. We have drunk Christ.
所以今天我们在这里，心里要明白，我们现在是在这里吃喝基督。
Providential love that Christ is.
就是基督他那个供给的爱。
Creative love that Christ is.
就是这个创造的爱。
And what does it say in 2 Corinthians 5:17?
在哥林多前书五章十七节怎么讲呢
？It is of God.
这是出于神。
Read that. It is there.
就在那里。
It is of God.
出于神。
New creation is of God.
这是新造出于神。
For God is love.
因为神就是爱。
What is it, dearly beloved?
那我们所亲爱的，
And we
现在我们看到什么
joy, ？For God is love.
我们要喜乐，因为神就是爱。
For God is love, I'm new creature, new creation.
因为神就是爱，所以我现在成了新造。
For God is love, and He is providing Himself. So I'm satisfied and no more hungry.
因为神他就是爱，所以我们现在有他的供给，不需要再有缺乏。
I'm rejoicing in the fact that this is my reality.
在喜乐里面，我们可以承认这就是一个事实。
Dearly beloved, the Lord wants us to live a living Christian life, real Christian life, with awareness and consciousness.Or being new creatures and or being the object of His provision.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神所期望的就是我们今天心里面明白，基督他是我们一切的供应，而且在这个客观的实际里面，我们来过这个基督徒的生活。
His giving, His provision is to us, towards us.
他的这个供给，他的赐予是为着我们，向着我们。
Now.We go to the third aspect.
现在我们来到第三个方面。
The delegating love of God.
就是神爱里面那个托付的爱。
The giving over the charge and sharing the administration, you can say.
他在那里托付，让我们来治理，来分享他的权柄。
Genesis 2:15.
在创世纪的第二章第十五节。
And the Lord God took the man.Let us read Genesis 2:15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And in some versions it is clearly written to guard it, to protect it.
然后我们可以一起来读在创世纪的第二章第十五节一起来看。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园使他修理看守。所以有的翻译特别讲到这个管理跟看守。
God is the ruler.
神他是掌权的。
He is the king.
他是那王。
And he receives service.
他
ministry.
接受人的服侍。
But here he gives the rulership to Adam, delegating it to Adam.
然后他把现在这个掌权这一份来分给亚当。
Dearly beloved, isn't it wonderful?
所亲爱的，是不是很奇妙？
He did not create us as we said, toys or robots.
所以他创造我们并不是成为只是一个玩具一个机器人。
But he created Adam just like himself, just like God, to rule, to be the king.
所以他创造了亚当，像他自己一样，是那王一样。
Oh, dearly beloved, it's a great thing.
所亲爱的，这是何等伟大的一件事。
And then we turn to first Revelation chapter 1.
然后我们再来看创世纪的启示录的第一章。
And there we see.
在那里我们再看到
Revelation chapter 1
启示录的第一章
And there we see verse 6
在第六节
And he let us read it
让我们一起来读
Everyone read it please
每个人都开口来读好不好
And he has made us
又使我们成为国民
Okay you can finish it brother
Yeah how about together
Okay. Yes, very good. And he
has 又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
This delegating thing, the saints are saying, this awareness, this consciousness of the saints is this, dearly beloved, that he has made us to be a kingdom.
所以感谢主，这个托付的爱让我们在心里面，在良心里面就可以认识到神他的托付是让我们跟他一样成为那做君王的。
Do you realize this delegating love of God in you?
那你们有没有意识到这个托付的爱在我们每个人里面呢？
Do you understand and comprehend
this
delegating love?
那我们能不能理解体会这个托付的爱呢
Oh dearly beloved, he wants all this to be when that moment comes to be catching up.
所以所亲爱的他神的期望就是在那一刻这一切都成为一个真实。
Dearly beloved, he is preparing us.
所以所亲爱的他现在在预备我们。
And he wants us to be ready and accomplished with this assurance and with surety and this consciousness.
所以他让我们在那个时候是预备好的，我们心里面是完全的清楚，而且有这样一个实际。
I am the one who is loved.
我是有确据说我是被爱的。
Whom he has created in his son, newly created.
是照着他儿子的形象那个新造。
And who has given me the provision of his son to live on him, feeding on him, drinking on him.
而且他的儿子也成为我们的供应，我们来吃他，来喝他。
And in his great pleasure, he has made me a ruler with himself.
而且这是神极大的喜悦，让我们与他一同来做王。
I'm seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6.
所以在以弗所书第二章第六节那样，我们已经与他一同坐在宝座，在天上。
This is, you and I can exchange with God in our thoughts, our minds.When we are lying on our bed, when we are alone, and we can communicate with him.
所以当我们单独的时候，当自己夜间在床上的时候，我们可以进入神的心思，与他这样来交流。
Thank him, praise him, you know what? Not with empty words, but with awareness, with consciousness, with belonging, with relationship, and we can say, yes, Lord, my Father, my God, my Savior. I fall prostrate before you and worship you.
所以当我们说感谢神呢，赞美神呢，并不是一些空话，因为我们里面确信有这样的关系，而且我们可以借着这些认识，可以在神面前说：“是啊，我的父，我的神，我的主。”
Thus we become worshippers constantly.
这样，我们就是随时随地都是那个敬拜者。
We become his priests.
我们成为他的祭司。
You know, when the time comes,
知道吗？当这个时候来到的时候
，there will not be any pastors.
那个时候不会再有牧师
，there will not be any evangelists.
也没有宣道者
，there will be no more prophets.
也没有先知了
，there will be no administrators of church and this and that and deacons and elders.
在教会里面也没有执事，也没有长老，没有这样的服事那样的服事了。
The kingdom of priests.
我们都成为有君尊的祭司。
Bringing sacrifice,
带着那个灵祭
One man of God was talking.
有一次一个属神的人这样讲。
He quoted from Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
他就是从罗马书第十二章第一节第二节那里来讲。
Be the living sacrifice.
把身体献上作为活祭。
He said, give your bodies.
那里面讲到把身体献上。
What does he say?
成为活祭。那里面讲什么？
Offer your bodies.
是每一个人。
Bodies. But what?
是我们每个人的身
体。
但是这些许多的身体却是一个活祭。
We are all bodies.
我们都是身体上的肢体。
But sacrifice is one. There is no plural. You see, read it.
在那个里面不是复数。
There is no plural.
不是复数。这个祭是一个，是单数。
Living sacrifice.
是作为活祭。
Christ Jesus is the living sacrifice.
因为主耶稣基督他就是那活祭。
How can we say so?
我们怎么能够这样讲呢？
Revelation chapter 5.There we see him, the slain lamb is standing, living and standing, being the eternal sacrifice.
因为我们在启示录第五章可以看到那个被杀的羔羊，他在那里就是那永远的神的羔羊，是那活祭。
So in that sacrifice, our sacrifice is not separate.
所以是在那一个活祭里面，我们的献的祭并不是每一个是分隔开的。
Our sacrifice is He delegating, giving me the privilege to become the part of His sacrifice, and I can say, Lord, thank you, I worship you, I, oh God, my Father, I bring you.The living sacrifice, your son, who is my life.
所以我们可以这样来献祭，这个祭是已经基督献上的。我可以说感谢你父神，我现在带来这个祭其实就是基督他自己。
This is the acceptable will of God.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is the acceptable will of God.
这个是神所喜悦的。
That we become and we realize,And we become the conscious ones, the priests right now.
所以当我们认识的时候，我们就成为这样的祭司，现在就可以。
When I came into this assembly in 2019, I think, yes, 2019, in late June or around June or something, I remember.
所以当我刚来到这个聚会的时候，我记得是2019年的大概六月底的时候。
You all were immersed in the wonderful truth of the consciousness of the Levites, I remember.
在那个时候我们大家都浸在这样一个信息里面，就是我们都是利未人。
The Levites who were persuaded, that's what we are talking here.
那利未人他们就是那个自己献上的。
And when the Lord talks to his, through his servants,
当神借着他的仆人讲话的时候，
certain things remain for eternity.
有些事情是存到永远的。
They become the part of your mind and being in Christ Jesus.
那这些话语就成为我们里面的一部分。
And I enjoyed the truth, persuaded Levite.
在那里我就非常享受这样的话语，就是我们是这样以神被神的爱所激励献上的，我们都是利未人。
I did not hear Brother Kenny, but his name was told here that he talked about it in the summer conference.
然后我就有听到在后面的夏令会讲员的弟兄也讲到这件事。
It imprinted in my heart, on my heart, Lord, thank you.
然后这个就印在我的心里，我就说主啊，感谢你。
So be aware.
所以大家要
who God is to you.
要注意，要了解神对我们到底是什么。
Be aware.
我们
of the fact you are loved.
要认识到我们是蒙爱的。
Let us all very soberly with reverence can always say, Lord, I am loved. Beloved Lord, I am loved.
让我们在清醒的里面可以认识到，也可以在这里宣扬
so, dearly beloved,
主啊，我是蒙爱的，我是被你所爱的。
Delegating love of God.
然后我们刚才看到这个托付的爱。
Then there is the fourth aspect, protective love of God.
然后第四个方面就是那保护的爱。
The protective love of God.
爱这个神那保护的爱。
That is Genesis 2:17.
这是在创世纪的二章十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
The Lord said,
主说
but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Innocent Adam
这个亚当
He did not know what is right or wrong
那个时候他并不能分辨这个善恶。
He did not know what is good or evil
他并不能分辨善恶。
But as much as he could comprehend, the Lord said in simple language,Thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是照着他所理解的，神告诉他，就是你不可吃那分别善恶树上的果子。
And he said, if you did, he told him the consequence. You shall surely die.
而且神告诉他，如果吃的话，那个后果就是你必要死。
God had created Adam that Adam would do nothing.But love him fully.
所以神创造亚当的时候，在神的计划里面，亚当就是那完全的可以来回应神、来爱神的。
God wanted Adam to become conscious of the fact, would become aware of the fact. Adam, I love you.
所以他愿意的就是亚当，他可以认识到，在心里面可以认识到神是爱他的，我爱了你。
And God was eager, awaiting once again, to hear, Oh Lord God, my Creator, I love you too.
所以神的渴望是听到有这样一个人在那里，也在那里呼喊说，主啊，我爱你，因为你爱我。
God could never hear that in that garden.
但是在那个园子里面，神却没有听到这样的回应。
He kept his ear eager and open.
神
to the voice that the word, Oh God, I love you.
神在那里打开他的耳朵，细心却没有听到，说神呐、啊，我爱你。
And he did not hear that.
他没有听到这个声音。
Does he hear that from your lips, from your heart?
那今天他有没有从你的口中，从你的心里面听到这句话
？He wants to hear that. He is eager. He is all eager. He was rather tiptoed like this. When would he see that? When she would say that?
所以今天神是渴望听到这样的声音，他甚至在那里非常非常细心的要在那里要听到在我们中间有这样的声音。
Dearly beloved, what a humble God!
所亲爱的，这是何等卑微的，在这个时候显得卑微的神。
What a loving heart!
他是怎样一个爱的心意
？What love God is!
这样的爱。神这样的爱就在我们的神里。
And therefore he knew it, and yet he said, "Please don't do that."
他已经知道，但是他还是在那里说不要吃。
Knowledge of good and evil.
这个知识善恶树上的果子。
But then, in the new heavens and the new earth, the tree of life is on either side of the river of life.
在永远里面，在启示录我们看到在天上。生命树是在河的两边
，and it bears fruit each month of the year.
那一年的每一个月都结果子。
And in Christ Jesus,
在基督里面
，we are given the privilege of the tree of life.
我们有特权可以得着这个生命树。
What a protective love!
何等一个保护的爱！
He became sin for us.
他为我们成了罪。
He took the evil.
他把这个恶担在肩上。
And removed the evil completely, wholly, absolutely, eternally.
而且他永远的、绝对的、完全的去除了这个罪。
So that now we can reach out and eat the fruit of tree of life that is Christ Himself.
现在我们可以伸手来吃，来得着这个生命树的果子，就是主耶稣基督他自己。
We are given the full knowledge of goodness and evil.
而且现在我们有完全的知识关乎善恶。
And in His protective love, He has created hell
在这个保护的爱里，他也创造了地狱。
Hell is the eternal place, a prison for the devil. It is not the kingdom of the evil one, no. Hell is a prison. It's a jail, eternal jail for the evil, so that evil will not touch his beloved man.
这个地狱就是在永远里面的一个监牢，是撒旦跟那恶者要被关在里面，所以他们不能够碰到、影响到神所爱的。
He created it.
神创造了。
And he descended into it.
而且主他去到那里。
And made sure that nothing evil can escape ever.
而且在那里确实的做到了这件事，就是这个恶者他不能在那里胜过。
Only eternal life escaped.
只有那永远的生命可以从地狱可以出来。
The pure love that God is escaped.
只有那完全的爱才可以从那里出来。
And all that is evil.
所有那些邪恶的。
And all that are evil.
所有邪恶者。
And the author of the evil, the evil one, the Bible says.
就是那恶者，那个恶的泉源。
Will be removed forever.
将会永远的被除去。
Dearly beloved,This is the assurance of the protective love of God in Christ Jesus.
这个就是我们的这个对神保护的爱的确据，是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
Then the fifth aspect we come to.
那我们现在来看到第五个方面。
The companion love of God.
就是神陪伴的爱。
The companion love of God.
神陪伴的爱。
The Lord who hankers after.A friend to walk with him.
神就像一个朋友一样与我们来同行。
A beloved to walk with.
是一个他所亲爱的与他一同来同行。
One English poem says, Yonder a maid and a wife go whispering by.
有一个英文的诗歌里面讲到对不起。
A man and his wife.
哦，是讲到一个人跟他的妻子。
Yeah, that is a man and wife.
是讲到一个人跟他的妻子。然后他们在那里同行，就像那轻声细语吹过一样。
When two lovers walk, they are said to be they are walking nothing. You know that?
当两个相爱的人在一起行走的时候
，it means nothing to anybody who hears it.
看到的人或者听到的人，他们其实没有听到什么。
But it's so sweet.
但是却是非常的甘甜。
It's so sweet.
非常的甘甜。
It's so beautiful.
非常的美丽。
It's so deep.
非常的深。
Others can't understand.
其他的人是不能体会。
More than that.
不能理解。比这个要，比他们所知道的要超越。
God wants to talk with us and walk with us.
比刚才这些更要超越的，就是神要与我们同行，与我们来谈话。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 8 to 11 we read.
在创世纪的第三章八到十一节我们可以读到。
It is a sad story.
这是一个很悲伤的故事。
But here is the heart of God.
但却看到神的心。
Let us read those verses.
那我们一起来读。
Genesis 3, 8 to 11.
创世纪的第三章八到十一节。
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Every day at this time,
每一天到这样的时候
，there were three persons footsteps being heard, or 6 feet.
那我们应该可以看到三行的脚印。
God walking to them,
神向着他们行走。
Adam and Eve walking to God.
然后亚当夏娃向着神行走。
But today,
但是今天
only footsteps of one individual.
现在只看到一位的脚步。
God,
就是神
walking alone.
他在那里单独的行走。
Can you understand the sadness of his heart?
你可以来了解他心里的那个悲伤吗？
He wants to hear the footsteps approaching.
他愿意听到有其他人的脚步来接近。
He did not.
他也没有听到。
Does he hear today?
今天他听到吗？
Does he hear our footsteps?
他听到我们的脚步吗？
Desiring him.
我们也来想望他。
Loving him.
爱他。
Going where he is awaiting for us.
去到他等候我们的地方。
He is awaiting for us in his son all the time.
他是在他的儿子里面一直的在等候我们。
It is the companion love of God.
这个就是神陪伴的爱。
And he said, who told you?
然后神就说，谁告诉你呢？
First he said, where are you, Adam?
他先说，你在哪里？
Verse 9, the God said, Adam, where are you?
在第九节，耶和华神对他说，你在哪里？
God wanted to hear his confession.
因为神愿意听到他自己承认。
God wanted him to describe, Oh Lord, I have fallen. Lift me up.
所以他愿意听到亚当他们自己来描述说，神啊，我们堕落了，你来拯救。
Instead of that, it say, I am naked.
然后我们却听到那里说亚当说，因为我赤身露体。
I hid myself.
我便藏了。
Don't you ever do that, please.
所以我们千万不要这样。
Don't hide from him.
不要从他面前来躲藏。
But we are so sure, we are so glad.
我们应该有确据，应该带着一个快乐。
That if we sin,
如果我们犯罪
we have an advocate with God.
但是在神里面，我们却有这样一个拯救。
Who advocates for us? That is 1 John chapter 2, we know very well.
在约翰一书第二章我们已经读到，他会为我们来做这个拯救的工作。
We have a comfort in heaven.
我们在天上有这样一个安慰。
We advocate with God, that is our Lord God Savior Jesus Christ.
哦，主耶稣他为我们代求。
And we have another comforter in us.
而且还有一个安慰者，就是以诺。
Living in us.
在我们里面活着。
And telling us.
在我们里面，这个安慰者告诉我们
：repent，
悔改
；make amends，make it up with God。
认你的罪，然后与神和好
；make it right，
让他再成为对
；confess，
回到义里面，在神面前来认罪
；and appropriate 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 verse 9。
在约翰一书
，He is ready to forgive us all our sins and trespasses and our unrighteousness.
在约翰一书的一章那里面讲到，若我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God does not want this companionship to be broken for a fraction of a second.
所以神他的心意是不愿意这个陪伴的爱有任何的一秒被打扰。
This is the companion love of God.
这个是神陪伴的爱。
This is the fellowship love of God.
这个是神交通的爱。
So we fellowship.
所以我们可以交通。
Wonderful, isn't it?
何等的奇妙，是不是呢？
And then comes the sixth aspect of his love.
现在我们再来到第六个方面，就是他爱里面讲到。
It is the compassionate love of God.
是神爱里面那怜悯的爱。
In verse 11 of chapter 3 cries out, Who told thee that thou wast naked?
在创世纪第三章十一节耶和华在那里说谁告诉你赤身露体呢？
Do you read that?
大家有没有读到？
Have you read it?
大家读了吗？
I don't think so.
我觉得大家没有读。
You know why? Because God does not say, who told you that thou art naked? He says, who told you that thou wast naked?
因为这里面神并不是说谁告诉你你赤身露体。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are chosen in His Son.
因为
before the foundation of the world.
因为我们是在创世以先，在基督里面，他儿子里面就已经被拣选了。
Only the eternal God, the Holy Spirit, can write that.
只有在永远里面的圣灵，
no human
他可以写这句话。
No human being can imagine that thou wast naked, even when He was naked.
那里面没说你赤身露体了。虽然他确实在那个时候是赤身露体了。
Remember, dearly beloved, Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12 and 13.
所以所亲爱的，让我们记得在希伯来书四章十二节十三节那里面所讲到的。
Please read it, brother.
啊，让我们一起来读，在希伯来书四章
Yes, quickly.
Okay. Sorry. 希伯来书四章十二十三节，神的话，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一把一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
There is verse 13, there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare, laid naked to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
所以在第三节那里面讲到，被造的没有一样在他面前是不显然的。
Why does the Holy Spirit talk about this right now?
为什么圣灵在现在要讲这样的事呢？
In our sinfulness,
在我们的罪里面，
we always feel naked.
我们总是觉得赤身露体。
We always feel naked.
我们总是觉得赤身露体。
There is much to be learned about the nakedness. Much, much.
我们有很多很多需要在赤身露体上要学习的。
St. Paul talks about it at length in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians.
所以在哥林多后书第五章，使徒保罗也在那里讲论。
But dearly beloved, the Lord says right from the beginning, Who told you thou wast naked?
在那个耶和华神问亚当的时候，就说：“谁告诉你你已经赤身露体了
？”Because our nakedness has been covered eternally in His choosing us from before the foundation of the world in His Son.
因为在创世以先，神在基督耶稣里拣选我们的时候，我们的赤身露体在以先那个时候已经被遮盖了。
So Lord, God wants us to be aware of this fact.
所以神要让我们现在认识清楚这样一件事。
To be conscious of this fact,
在我们的心里面了解这件事。
And to stand before him in trust and confidence in him.
而且可以借着信心，充足的信心站在他的面前。
Not self-confidence.
不是在我们自己里面的信心。
But the confidence of his spirit in us.
是有这样的信心，他的灵在我们里面。
So dearly beloved,
所以所亲爱的
this is the compassionate love of God.
这个是神怜悯的爱。
Who told you that?
谁告诉你
that thou wast naked?
你已经赤身露体了。
This is the compassionate love of God for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but has eternal life.
这是神的爱，他爱世人，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这个是怜悯的爱。
Holy God,
这是圣洁的神。
Sinless God,
完全义的无罪的神。
Pure God,
这个圣洁的神，纯洁的神。
He allowed us to be sinful.
他允许我们犯罪。
But he.Washed us wonderfully, much more than what we had soiled ourselves, made ourselves dirty.
虽然我们玷污了自己，但是他却把我们洗净，比我们所需要的还要大。
In his compassionate love,
这个是神怜悯的爱。
He gave us all the fullness of his holiness in his Son.
在他的儿子里面，他已经把完全的圣洁赐给了我们。
And Christ is our sanctification.
那基督就是我们的公义。
We read it very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 and onwards.
所以在哥林多前书第一章三十节和以后的章节我们都可以读到。
He is our righteousness.
他是我们的公义。
He is our holiness.
他是我们的圣洁。
He is our sanctification.
他是我们的
He is our rest and everything.
他是我们的那个安息，也是我们的一切。
Oh, dearly beloved.
所亲爱的。
But now, dearly beloved, all these six aspects are for our to stand on.
我们所交通到的这六个爱的方面是让我们要稳固的站在上面的。
Now there are two aspects.
还有两个方面。
That are meant for mature Christians.
是为了那成熟的基督徒所预备的。
Believers who want to be mature and coming to perfection, not perfected, but perfection. And realizing the completion of His Savior.
是为着那些信他的人愿意进到成熟进到成全完备的地步。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verses 4 to 6.
第四到第六节。
Let us read it together.
让我们再来一起读。
Each one.
每一个人都来读。
And let us not overlook any of it. Nothing of it.
不要忽略里面的任何一个方面。
May we come to the fullness of it as we read.
让我们读出里面的丰满。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 4 to 6.
以弗所书的一章四到六节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy once again and blameless before him in love,
he
predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of grace which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, this is the approval love of God.
所以所亲爱的这个是神爱里面的这方面就是认同的爱
God approved his son
神已经高举了他的儿子
In Acts chapter 13 verse 36 When he rose from the dead This is the day today that I have begotten you
然后在使徒行传13章36节讲到你是我的儿子我今日生你
The eternal son of God
这个永远神的儿子
Eternally pure and holy,
是在永远里面圣洁公义的。
Eternally accepted in the Trinity,
而且在永远里面已经被接纳的。
He became man,
他成为人
and proved himself,
而且来证实了。
And God approved him as the Son,
神证实了这是我的儿子。
And He wants the same for each one of us,
而且他在我们每一个人身上都要得到。
No less than His Son, dearly beloved.
没有一个比他的儿子更减少
yes,
更少
We are The Lord says you are adopted as my son
在那里面讲的神是让我们成为他的儿子
Having predestinated us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ himselfThat is the fifth verse of the first chapter of Ephesians.
所以在以弗所书第一章第五节那里面是预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Oh, dearly beloved,
所亲爱的
，What the word of loving assurance of His loving kindness, catch it.
所以他在爱里面的话语给了我们何等的确据。
Oh, dearly beloved,
所亲爱的
，This is the approval love.That God is aiming to each one of us now.
所以这个就是神在我们身上的那个目的，这是
他认同的爱。He wants each one of us to come to the level of His Son.
他愿意我们每一个人都达到他儿子那样的高度。
Ephesians 4:13 says to the stature and measure of Christ.
在以弗所书四章十三节那里面，让我们要讲到我们要长成神儿子。
Ephesians 4:13 says to the stature and measure of Christ.
让我们可以满有基督长成的身量
Just like his son
就像他的儿子一样
This is the approval love of God
这个是神爱里面那个认同的爱
He wants us to approve
他愿意在那里来验证我们
Dearly beloved
所亲爱的
A man of God was visiting California
有一个属神的人他曾经去加利福尼亚那里
And there he went with a shepherd
在那里与一个牧者一起
And there were many sheep.
与一个牧人在一起那里面很多的羊
It was the season of lambs That is when the little ones are born Little sheep
在那个季节就正好是一些羊羔出生的时候
And he saw many many sheep
他就看到许多许多的羊
Many lambs
许多的羊羔
But he saw one lamb
但是他看到其中有一个
And it seemed that it had six legs
看起来他好像有六条腿。
Six legs?
怎么会有六条腿？
And he was gazing and gazing.
他就在那里一直的注视。
So the shepherd said, what are you looking at? What are you so very amazed about?
然后那个牧人就说，你这么看什么意思呢？有什么好看的吗？
I see a lamb with six legs.
他就说，我看到一个羊羔有六条腿。
From far off.
从远处。
The shepherd ran and brought that lamb.
然后那个牧人就跑过去把那个羊羔抱过来。
It had four legs.
只有四条腿。
But there was something which was covering it, and that looked like two legs.
但是在那里有两个盖住它的，就像它的两条腿一样。
And the shepherd said,
然后这个牧人就说，
This is an orphan lamb.
这个是一个孤儿的羔羊。
The mother has died.
他的母亲已经死去了。
It needed a mother.
他需要一个母亲。
A ewe. A she sheep. Ewe.
哦，是一个母的羊。
Dearly beloved.
So, 所亲爱的。
I brought it to another ewe, another she sheep.
所以今天我们可以看到有另外一只母羊。
But the sheep, the ewe sheep, that is the she sheep,Just flung it away, kicked it away.
但是这个母亲就不能保守。却把它踢开了。
Ousted it, yeah.
就把它驱散。
Then he thought.
然后他就想到。
And he slaughtered the dead mother sheep.
这个母羊其实是被杀。
The mother sheep that had died.
是小羊的妈妈原来死去的，把它杀掉了。
And took the skin or the hide of that lamb, sorry, that sheep that was dead, the mother sheep.
然后就把那个死去的妈妈的羊的皮割下。
And covered this lamb.
然后盖着这个小的羊羔。
Dearly beloved.
所亲爱的。
And then brought.
然后把它带来。
And then she smelled.
然后他就闻这个羊羔。
And it was actually that was that one who had died was the daughter of that sheep.
哦，那死去的母羊其实是那个这样来来为羊羔预备的那个羊的女儿。
So she recognized to be her sheep now, her lamb.
所以这个母羊现在就认识到这个羊羔是她的孩子。
Accepted,
接受了他。
Who had no parent,
就是没有父母的这个羊羔。
Much more than that,
比这个更多的。
We are in Christ,
我们在基督里。
God approves us,
神他已经认同了
我们。To be His sons,
已经接受我们成为他的儿子。
Just like His son,
就像他自己的儿子一样。
Approving love of God.
这个是神那个认同的爱。
He wants us to prove ourselves to be the sons, as Jesus did.
他也让愿意让我们每一个人都验证我们是神的儿子，就像他自己的儿子曾经验证了自己一样。
Yes, now the last thing we come to is the rewarding love of God.
那最后一个方面就是这个赏赐的爱。
The rewarding love of God.
奖赏的爱。
When a son achieves something,In his family,
当一个儿子在家里面，他成就一件事的时候
，then the father does call all the family.
那父亲就把家人都招聚过来
，and appreciates what the son has done.
然后在大家面前来称赞这个儿子
所
成就的，看我的儿子
，how much he has achieved.
看看他成就的这些事。
Oh, he's running my business like anything.
然后现在他要来接手我所有的
Now I can retire because my son can do anything and everything even better than I.
现在我可以退休了，因为我的儿子他不光可以管理一切，而且可以做得更好。
So the father rewards the son with love, with all.
所以父亲就来赏赐这个儿子，把他的爱，把他的所有给他。
He does it with love. He just gives away everything.
他是在爱里面做的，把他所有的一切都给了这个儿子。
In the charge of the son,
把这个让儿子来管理。
In the control of the son.
是让儿子来掌握。
And father is happy about it, glad about it, when the son is given the reward.
而且当儿子得到这样奖赏的时候，这个父亲是何等的快乐。
The Lord wants us to be prepared for that.
所以神让我们为这个来预备。
The reward.
就是那个赏赐。
What is that reward?
那个奖赏是什么呢？
Revelation chapter 12.
在启示录第十二章第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
10 and 11 both.
十节跟十一节。
Let us read.
让我们再来读。
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
启示录十二章第十、第十一节，我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Let us pause and remember the pregnant woman who was about to give birth to a male child. This is the 12th chapter.
让我们在这里暂停一下来思想，就是在启示录第十二章讲到那个要生产的生下男孩子的妇人。
The evil one was ready to devour that child, eat up that child.
那个魔鬼他在那里等候要吞吃这个男孩子。
But the child was, male child, the son was born.
但是这个男孩子出生了。
And taken up.
然后就被提到宝座。
And when that son is taken up,
当这个男孩子被提的时候，
we read the 11th verse,
我们读到第十一节。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
胜过他是因着羔羊的血。
By the word of the testimony,
和自己所见证的道。
And they loved not their lives unto death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。
The church had proved herself.
教会已经证实了他自己。
By becoming the overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Verse 11.
是在十一节里面讲到是因着羔羊的血成了得胜者。
By the word of their testimony. But this is not their actual testimony. This is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
是还有他们所见证的道，其实这个道就是基督自己。
They loved not their life.
他们不爱惜自己的生命。
By every day getting up and saying, Lord, I want to deny myself. I want to have a crucified life today. And that is what they did every day. It doesn't mean that they became martyrs only. Yes, martyrdom is there.
所以有没有人每天在这里说，今天我要舍己，我要过一个十字架的生活，定死我的生命。这并不是说他们在那个时候是一个殉道者。
Lord Jesus needed for crucifixion in the power of His God.
因为主耶稣他被钉十字架，也靠着神的能力。
So that the Romans and the Jews would crucify him.
然后安排了罗马人跟犹太人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
It was a design of God.
这个是神的设计。
It was the power of God.
这个是神的大能。
It was the will of God that crucified Jesus.
这是神的旨意，要让耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
In the same manner,
在同样一个
I cannot
里面
deny myself.
我不能自己来舍己。
I cannot crucify myself.
我也不能自己来钉十字架。
But I can ask my God every day, enable me to deny myself.
我就可以向神来求，你让我可以能够舍己。
Enable me to live the crucified life of your son with him.
让我可以活一个与你儿子一同那个十字架走十字架道路的生命。
And let me tell you, it will not surprise you. You will be a self-denier every day. You will be the crucified one all the time because he is enabling. He is enabling.
如果这样的话，那我们就可以天天时时刻刻可以活在那个舍己，而且是
the exchange will take place every moment. You crucified, him resurrected in you.
而且我们可以时时刻刻来经历，我们与他已经同定十字架，
you,
现在可以活着，是他在我们里面活着。
You and I crucified and gone.
我们每个人自己已经被定死。
And the Lord would say, "Who told you that thou was naked?"
然后神就跟我们讲，谁可以告诉你说你已经赤身露体了？
I have chosen you in my Son from the foundation of the world.
因为我已经在创立世界以前就在基督耶稣里拣选了你。
And this is the reward.
现在是这个奖赏。
The reward is
这个奖赏就是
Ephesians chapter 3.
在以弗所书第三章
verses 14 to 21
14节到21节
let us read together. Dearly beloved, this is our present reward. Present reward.
让我们一起来读，所以这是我们现在今天就可以得着的赏赐。
For this reason,
因此，这是以弗所书三章十四到二十一节。
I bow my knees before the Father.
因此，我在父面前屈膝。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Verse 15, I read.
Yeah. 天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
在第十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
That you being rooted and grounded in love.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints.
能与众圣徒一同明白。
What is the breadth and length and height and depth?
基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ,
并知道这爱
which surpasses knowledge,
是过于人所能测度的。
That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Dearly beloved,
所亲爱的。
This is our present reward.
这个是我们今天就能得到的赏赐。
This is the rewarding love of God.
这个是神那个赏赐的爱。
This is the consummation of the awaiting of God.
这个就是等候神那个完备。
This is the completion of the awaiting of God right now.
这个就是我们今天等候神的时候可以完备。
When we have this as our awareness.
当我们让这件事在我们里面成为所认识到的实际的时候，在我们的心里面、良心里面是如此的清晰的时候
，The morning star has risen in our hearts.
那晨星就在我们心里面兴起
，And we can wait for the dawn. Amen.
我们就可以等候那天明，阿门。